It's only Saturday, but many of us may already be tiring of meals made with Thanksgiving turkey leftovers. But if you're hungry for something new, try a turkey bun mi. It's a different take on a popular Vietnamese snack that's winning over American foodies. Karen Grigsby Bates from NPR's Code Switch team stepped in the kitchen with the author of the Bun Mi Handbook.
If you've never tried bun mi, here's what Andrea Nguyen says you're missing.
A party in your mouth, because there's like all these things in there that's going on.
Nguyen is a food writer and cooking teacher and the author of the Bun Mi Handbook, a slim manual to help us home cooks make bun mi whenever we want using ingredients usually found in most grocery stores. The finished product is kind of like this.
On the outside, that's really kind of light and crisp, and the interior is kind of soft, and then you've got meat and pickled vegetables, and then maybe a little heat from chili and a little cooling cucumber, and the fat that kind of moistens the bread, well, that's oftentimes mayonnaise.
The frame for all this deliciousness, Nguyen says, is bread, cheap bread. She's pulling several examples out of a noisy plastic bag.
This is not fancy bread, because I see it in the grocery store all the time.
Right.
You get two for a dollar.
But these were three for a dollar, Karen.
Oh, I'm shoving in the wrong place.
We're using bolillos. They're a torpedo-shaped roll. You can use other bread, but whatever you use, Nguyen says, make sure it's soft and light inside. Next, we cut up some cucumber.
You know, sometimes I'll cut just crescents. You can go diagonal.
She's also making a fried omelet as a filling option. This, she says, is her go-to when she wants a speedy, simple meal.
That is like a total quickie. If you've got two eggs, salt, a little cornstarch, a little water, and like soy sauce or fish sauce, and some oil, you're there.
Nguyen clicks on her gas range and heats a wok with a thin veil of oil at the bottom. Then she pours in the beaten egg mixture. As the egg sizzles, it blooms into a huge flowery shape, courtesy of the cornstarch. She sets that aside to cool. Meanwhile, we try to decide which pickled vegetables we want to use.
They're flash pickles. They're not pickles that you need to put into sterilized jars.
Today's flash pickles are thin slices of radish and daikon, a crunchy Asian root vegetable. You can substitute carrot if you can't find daikon, which the Nguyen family had to do a lot when they first got to the U.S. in 1975. If they wanted bun mi, they'd get them in cheap sandwich shops, till Nguyen's mom, Tuyet Thi Nguyen, couldn't stand it anymore.
My mom said to us in Vietnamese, "Dien nao của nay," which is like, you get what you pay for. So let's start making our own.
And they've been doing that ever since. With the growth of the Southeast Asian community in many parts of the country, bun mi became favorites of Americans, too. And corporations have noticed. A couple of months ago, Yum Incorporated, which owns Taco Bell, KFC, and Pizza Hut, opened its first bun shop in Dallas. Andrea Nguyen says this is huge.
You know, when you see a company like that pushing an ethnic food, that means that they're betting on that food going super mainstream.
Back in the kitchen, now we're ready to assemble our bun mi. First the mayo. Then a few drops of magi, a savory aromatic sauce. We took a handful of chicken and some pickle.
You can even combine pickle.
Can I do both?
Yes.
Which is totally greedy?
Totally greedy.
We added fresh cucumber and a judicious sprinkling of jalapeno.
And then I finish off with the cilantro. You can eat it just whole like this, but I think it's a little easier to serve it up cut in half.
Heaven on a plate. Karen Grigsby Bates, NPR News.